The unemployment rate gets a little better, but job growth, not so much.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. A mixed bag from the Labor Department this morning. The nation's unemployment rate fell in December to 9.4%, the lowest level in a year and a half. Good news, right? But the economy only added a meager number of jobs. So how do we analyze these numbers? Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke this morning offered his insight. Marketplace's Scott Tong gives us the lowdown.
103,000 new jobs underwhelmed most economists, including Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. He spoke to the Senate Budget Committee.
It's about what we expected, but it's not a number that's going to, if we continue at this pace, we're not going to see sustained declines in the unemployment rate.
Today's numbers show it fell from 9.8% to 9.4%. But December numbers are historically sketchy, and part of the drop is from job hunters giving up. Bernanke says boosting the job market is where the Fed's buying of $600 billion in government bonds comes in. That's what Bernanke says here, adjusting for Fed speak.
It was concern about failure of unemployment to decline that motivated us back in August and September to adopt more monetary accommodation. And my view is that we've already had some benefits from that.
The benefits include stronger consumer and business spending and sunnier financial markets. Critics worry about the downside, a potentially weaker dollar and inflation. But Bernanke's Fed shows no signs of turning back. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Today, President Obama is expected to announce a new head of the National Economic Council. Gene Sperling will take over the post for the second time in his career. He served in that role during the Clinton administration. Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now, anywhere from a quarter to a half a percent. The Dow off now 42 points at 11,654. Global markets were mostly lower today as well. Countries that use the euro reported their collective economies didn't grow as much as expected in the third quarter. California this year became the first state in the nation to force big restaurant chains to post calorie information on their menus. There's a similar law in New York City that took effect last April. Brian Elbel is assistant professor of medicine and health policy at New York University. He's with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How does posting calories affect the way people eat out and the foods they choose?
It doesn't appear to have a large impact on the foods that people are choosing. That said, I think once it gets phased in towards a larger population, we might be seeing a larger effect.
Do people really pay attention to all this anyway? Are they looking at this stuff?
Some people clearly are, and there's clearly a subset of the population that really wants this information and likely is using it, but it's not necessarily everyone. Many people are going in, they're ordering what they always order, and they're moving on. But as these calorie labeling regulations get phased in across the country, with California happening now, you might see this information become a little more actualized in people's minds and be used in a larger way.
You know, Brian, do attitudes change depending upon where we're talking about here? So, I mean, say I'm in a fancy restaurant, I'm having a nice dinner. I don't think I'm so concerned about how many calories my, shrimp and grits will have, right?
So it's very possible, and we're just starting to look at these non-fast food places. That said, if you're going into a place where you thought those shrimp and grits were healthy and you realize that they're not, then you might sort of change your mind in a little different way. So it's really kind of about how the actual calories meet your expectations for how many calories there should be in that meal.
Posting these calorie counts has been touted as a way to make people stay slim, of course, make inroads on obesity. Is there truth in that?
It's possible that these labels, as they get rolled out, are going to have some influence on healthy eating. They're not going to be enough. I think we're going to need other policies and regulations and movement on the business side to really have a larger scale influence on obesity. So we're going to need to look at things like pricing and advertising and availability of foods in certain communities.
Brian Elbel, assistant professor of medicine and health policy at New York University. Brian, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
Like most of Europe, Romania faces a tough economic environment and a budget shortfall. The government there plans to make up some of the revenue by bringing in higher and newer kinds of taxes. The Romanian president has even proposed including the profession of witchcraft in that country's new tax code. And that's brewed a whole lot of controversy there. Witches from all corners of Romania have gathered to curse the government for that idea. The BBC's Central Europe correspondent Rob Cameron is with us now. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning to you.
So what exactly did the witches do to wreak their vengeance on the politicians in Romania?
Well, what they did was they gathered on the shore of the Danube River and they hurled mandrake, which is a poisonous herb whose root can resemble a human being, into the river, all the while uttering dark incantations. Ugh. And they're so angry because under this new law, they'll have to pay 16% tax plus social security contributions on their earnings. That's along with fortune tellers and, bizarrely, driving instructors, although they weren't at the protest.
Is this a universal reaction, Rob? I mean, are all the witches across Romania reacting like this?
Well, not all of them, no. Some say that being completely legal taxpayers gives them the recognition they've long deserved and so craved. Mihela Mincea is one young witch who actually wants to pay tax.
From my point of view, this law adopted now is very good, and I'm very happy because the Romanian government considered that our magic skills, which are recognized and accepted worldwide, are now authorized in Romania too.
So they have credibility, in other words. Is this a big deal? I mean, how popular is witchcraft in Romania, Rob?
Well, this is, of course, the country that gave us Dracula. Certainly some older people, I think, out in the villages in Transylvania do believe in the power of curses. Even the president, it is said, sometimes wears purple to ward off evil spirits.
The BBC's Rob Cameron in Prague. Rob, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hey, got any spells you'd like to share? Share them with us at our website, marketplace.org. And follow me on Twitter, Radio Chio. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Reward offered for information leading to the recovery of a certain piece of heavy-duty construction equipment.
Here's the loader right here, 624 John Deere loader. They stole that machine, and it was there Saturday. Came back Monday morning, it was gone.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, John Deere Bandits. Next time on Marketplace, that and the day's business news from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.